Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. During the warm summer months, I try to start every day with a bit of melon for breakfast. Since I can usually get 4 servings out of a single melon, I don't have to repeat a variety until sometime in late September. Once only the preserve of cantaloupes and icebox watermelons, Maryland farmers are now producing an incredible variety of exotic and delicious melons. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there is a lot to choose from.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think there are very many things that scream summer as loud as melon.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think, you know, watermelon, not really melon, not in the right family. We'll do a show on that later. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the melons that are like muskmelons and cantaloupe, those types of things. I mean, I think the Eastern Shore is very well known for its cantaloupes.
Oh, yeah.
By far. You'll find 2 varieties down there. There's the North American cantaloupe, which is, I think, the one you'll see in the stores a lot. It's got that sort of netted look over that green skin.
But pretty cylindrical, pretty round.
Yeah, round. And then there's the European melon, which is ribbed like a pumpkin more and not netted at all, with a little bit of a light green skin.
Mm-hmm.
Both are delicious. Both are outstanding. And literally, on the Eastern Shore, there may be no better in the world than those guys growing them down there. The things that you want to look for are some of the cooler heirloom varieties are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few guys, and if you can find it, buy it. There's a melon called Anne Arundel.
I haven't heard of it.
It is. There's a small circle of farmers that have been growing it for 150 years.
Uh-huh.
It's a smooth skin cantaloupe and nutmeg shaped muskmelon. It's got very green fresh, like a honeydew, but very bright yellow skin and webbing, but never on the whole melon.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. I found a few at the farmer's market the other day. Again, look for it because it's well worth finding.
Yeah.
Canary melon.
Luan canary, boy.
Right? That's a great, sometimes it's called winter melon. It's a big, large, bright, elongated melon.
Kind of like shaped like a football.
Yes, exactly. Or a rugby ball.
More like a rugby ball.
Exactly.
Yep.
And its flesh is pale white. It looks almost like a pear.
Right.
But it's super sweet and a little softer than a pear. But don't be scared of that bright yellow outside.
No.
And then there's a melon called Crenshaw.
Yep.
It's like the Cadillac of melons.
It's probably the
most sweet and the most succulent melon. It's got a very tender sort of peach-like colored flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And so the recipes we talk about, which are a couple that I love to do with melon, can be applied to any melon at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that something like making melon granita.
Oh, boy, nice.
Which is an easy ice to make. It's like, you know, just takes a little time to shuffle it around in the freezer. But and you can make this to any sweetness you like, because some people like their granita very sweet. But, I mean, there's nothing more refreshing than scooping out a little granita and putting it on the top of something that you're having for dessert.
Real quick, Jerry, what do you look for in a melon when you're buying it?
I just asked the guy who's selling it to me.
Okay.
I wish the smell thing worked for me and all that, but I'd say, hey, which one should I buy? And they usually give me the right.
They usually have a good idea whether it's going to be mature in a day or two or whether you have to let it go for a longer time.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're absolutely right. The farmers really know, and they'll tell you. I
agree. And I'll tell you what, you talk about melon for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
My trick is to slice it in half, scoop out the seeds, and pour some Moscato in there and just eat the Moscato with the melon for breakfast.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.